Well, hello everyone. This is Noor as usual, and welcome to today's video. Today's video, we are going to continue with the Q&A section where you ask a question and I try my best to answer the question. Today's question is kind of disappointing. I'm not disappointed of the person who asked the question, but I'm disappointed of some facts and reality about the market. And let me tell you what the question is. Well, the question is something like this. Noor, I can't make a sale. I tried for many times and I couldn't make a sale. Now I see some people cheat and they make few sales. Should I cheat my way in and lie to the customer and tell the customer what they like to hear in order to make a sale? And the answer is obvious. What do you think? It's a big no. In order to make a sale, you need to have three primary things to make the customer buy your product. And these things had nothing to do with you lying to a customer. You don't have to lie. You don't have to build the illusion of fake things in order to make the customer buy your product. If you look at fake gurus, for example, they buy a Ferrari car and they don't buy it. They actually rent the car. They rent a nice house and they rent all this stuff. And then they make the illusion that they are wealthy. And if you buy their product, you become wealthy like them. Well, that's just crap, okay? You don't want to do that. What you want to do is you want to have three primary things. The first thing is this. You really want to have a product that the customer value. So what is value? This is a vague thing. It's like, what do we mean by something that the customer value? Well, think about it like this. Before you make a product, you want to solve a specific problem to a specific customer or give a customer something that they desire. Think, for example, that I like fitness, okay? I like to exercise, I like to work out. However, I also like to eat something sweet after my exercise. But when I want to eat that thing sweet, I don't want it to be full of sugar or full of fat. Therefore, if you have a product that actually solves my craving, and then it's actually not full of sugar or full of fat, now you are actually solving my problem, and that's something that I value. And there is a brand for that, it's called Quest Nutrition. Okay. The other thing that you need to have is this. You need to present the product and communicate it correctly to the customer. So even if you have this cookie, but it's not beautifully presented or beautifully packaged, or it's not clearly communicated to the customer through your social media and your advertising that this product will solve the problem, and if you do not communicate in a desirable way, still, I'm not going to buy the product, regardless of how good it is, because I don't desire it. Even it is good, but it's not presented nicely. So it's not desirable. The third thing that you need to have, it's that most brands don't have, which is trust. You see, when you go to the marketplace and you are presented with 100 brands, or 100 product, which brand would you buy from? Think about it. A brand that you trust. Now, let's say that you are buying from a brand or you are going to the market and you look at this brand and you don't know any of this brand. You probably is going to buy from one brand. Maybe you, depending on the price or the packaging design of the product. Okay? But what happens if you try the product and it's not what it says, or if it's not made of good quality, or if it doesn't have any value? What would you do? You would not buy that product, you would not recommend that product, and you would not actually suggest that someone, if they want to buy it, to buy it from that store or from that brand, because you try it and you don't trust it. And once you know that, now you go to social media, and if someone said, what do you think of this brand? Don't buy it. It's rubbish. You see? Therefore, in business, you don't solve your problem by lying. You don't solve your problem by cheating. You don't solve your problem by scamming other people. That's not how you solve your problem in the business. In business, you solve your problem by first understanding the customer main pain point and what is it that they value. Second, you put your effort into communicating your value through marketing, through packaging design, through customer experience, through customer service. And third, you gain a lot of what other brands have very little, which is being trustworthy and being credible. These are the core things in order to make a sale. So if you are not making a sale, go back to and look at your product. It is something that people actually value. For example, you're asking me $100 for an average glass of water. Now, does this glass of water worth $100? Well, it depends. If I'm really, really, really thirsty and there is no water around, probably this worth $100. But this average glass of water, it's just $2, $3 maximum, right? Therefore, in most scenarios, you cannot ask $1,000 or $100 for something that there is plenty of these things and it has no big value. Okay? That's the first thing. The second thing, you want to make sure that you present it nicely. You want to make it clean. You want to make it beautiful. You want to tell me that this water is kind of scarce water. You want to tell me that you got this water from specific kind, special mountains, and so on and so forth. You want to present it nicely. And the third thing that you want to tell me, that I'm a trustworthy brand because other people trust in me, and you can look at reviews and so on and so forth, and I'm a trustworthy brand. Therefore, making a sale is not just something like this. Making a sale happened like this when you have these three together. A transaction is only a few second thing. But to build to that one, that thing, it takes you probably 6 months to 1 year in order to make a transaction. It's not like what other people tell you, have a dropshipping store and you will just make a sale. No, you're not just going to make a sale. And even if you cheat and people don't like your product, they will return it. And now you lost the cost of shipping and now you have your return and so on and so forth. So please, the bottom line is this. Don't cheat, don't lie, don't scam if you want to play for the long term. If you want to play for the short term, well, that's a different story. Do whatever you want, okay? So that's going to be your answer. Don't copy other people's bad behaviors. If other people on the internet are scamming or cheating or lying, don't copy bad behaviors. Marketing is not about lying, okay? So that's going to be for today. I will see you in the next video. Take care. Bye-bye.